after doing the channel, I sort of looked into doing other swims around the world, and this was pretty much the next one on the list. And it's the 46K circumnavigation of Manhattan Island in New York. And, yeah, I sort of found out about it after I did the channel and decided I wanted to do it. So took it on.
And how did you go, your time, and where did you finish?
I did it in 8 hours and 18 minutes, and I still haven't seen the results, but I think I came 8th.
Okay, all right, that's a great effort. Do you know who won the race, or the many other any other Australians competing?
There were, actually. The girl who won it, whose name is Chloe McArdle, is from Melbourne, and she obviously put in a really good swim, because she fended off a Spanish guy and beat him by about 8 metres, I think. So it must have been a pretty tough end to the race for her and for the other guy. But, I think there were 4 or 5 Australians in the race out of 26 people, I think it was.
Now, Dougal, you've swum the English Channel, which is about 40 kilometres, I believe. You've done the Gibraltar Strait, which is a shorter swim, 16 kilometres. In terms of effort, how does this one compare?
I was expecting it to be nowhere near as hard as the Channel, and it wasn't, but it was still harder than I had anticipated. I knew it was going to take around about 8 hours, but I was expecting it to be a little bit warmer than it was and a little bit easier than it was. And
yep.
It certainly tested me for the last 3 or 4 hours, but I kind of drew from my experience in doing the channel and knew I'd get there as long as I sort of stayed patient and kept my head wrapped around the what I had to do, then, yeah, I figured I'd be okay.
What is the psychological process involved in those sort of marathon swims? I mean, there must be a lot of self-talking going on. What sort of things are going through your mind, particularly when it's really hurting?
I think one of the biggest elements for me is just patience. It's an extremely uncomfortable situation to be in, sort of aching and freezing and feeling pretty sort of dejected, but you're sort of in no immediate danger. It's just something that you can stand for 5 minutes, and just every 5 minutes you have to kind of just tell yourself, if you hang in there, you eventually get there. It comes in the end. So you just have to be patient and make sure you keep your mind straight about it and not start thinking about getting out or anything like that.
And you're swimming in the waterway of one of the biggest cities in the world. What's the water quality like?
It was actually not too bad. It's through the Harlem River. It wasn't particularly nice. I think that's probably the first time I've ever swum with my mouth closed. I kind of just cycle water through my mouth. I've never really been able to change that.
Yep.
But yeah, it was a little bit dirty in the Harlem River, so I mostly kept my mouth closed for that. But the Hudson and the East River were not too bad.
All right, and you're over there with your dad, Rolly, and your brother, Sam, and you've got a bit of R&R plan now, have you?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, this is where my holiday begins. Well, the other two have been touring around New York and drinking beer and eating food and stuff, and I've kind of had to be organising and just watching what I do.
Yeah, you can make up for it now.
Oh, definitely. I started making up for it as soon as I got out of the water.